This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. About a quarter of COVID-19 patients in nursing homes die, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. There have been nearly 200 deaths in New Mexico nursing homes since the start of the pandemic. Searchlight New Mexico's Ed Williams reported there's little government oversight to curb substandard care, and some facilities skirt accountability for abuse or neglect by having patients sign arbitration agreements. Meanwhile, nursing homes, including those run by the national chain Genesis Healthcare, continue to make profits. Williams told KUNM's Khalil Ekalona about a contract an 87-year-old COVID patient signed upon admission to the Genesis-owned Canyon Transitional Rehabilitation Center in Albuquerque.
Tucked right in the middle was an arbitration agreement, which is basically a voluntary form that asks you to waive your constitutional right to a jury trial if anything goes wrong. I mean, these are standard documents that nursing homes all over the place use, and they've been, you know, under fire by advocacy groups and the ACLU and the American Bar Association, because the consensus among defense attorneys and advocates is that they basically deprive people of their right to a trial by jury and give carte blanche to these nursing homes to abuse and neglect with no risk of, you know, any kind of legal accountability.
If their charge or mission statement is to give quality care, why are they seeking said protections in case they don't?
It's just the way that they've operated. I mean, they're for-profit companies, and it's a high-risk job, especially now in COVID. And there's a high probability that if you abuse or neglect someone, you're going to face a lawsuit.
You know, New Mexico is not really in good shape when it comes to severe health and safety violations in nursing homes. What does ProPublica's data show?
New Mexico, a few months ago, had the most health and safety violations in the country in terms of an average per home. We have a longstanding problem with infection control violations. And when I say infection control, what I mean is rules that would prevent the spread of infectious disease, washing hands, you know, sanitation, making sure that catheters and other things are appropriately applied. These violations have been widespread and really just kind of thought of as a cost of doing business. No fines are ever really levied against the companies for infection control. They might get a citation and then say that we've fixed that practice. But, you know, statewide, 85% of the nursing homes in New Mexico have been cited for infection control violations.
Do you think this creates an access issue when it comes to elders seeking health care during this pandemic?
Here's the thing about the way that nursing homes are set up in New Mexico and elsewhere. The homes that we're talking about that have really abysmal health and safety records, the ones that are run by Genesis and others, these are homes that specifically focus on Medicaid patients and Medicare. So the homes that have better, I mean, I'm generalizing here, but the homes that have better safety and health records are the ones that you pay a lot of money per month to live in. And so we have a system that's really discriminatory based on wealth. And, if I can just expand on that a little bit, you know, one of the biggest problems that these homes have is staffing. There's been problems with being short-staffed, chronically short-staffed, in Genesis homes especially, and Canyon included in that, but in for-profit homes across the state. You know, when your business model is to squeeze a profit out of a federal subsidy like Medicaid, the only way to really do that and improve the profits that the company's making is to cut staff to the bone, where you're not having to pay employee hours, health benefits, and all those other things. That makes you earn more profits. It also puts your residents at a lot more risk. I mean, we've talked to employees who say that they are, you know, cut to the bone and at minimum staff, even during the COVID crisis, to where they're literally running from one room to the next without time to wash hands, without time to do any of the proper infection control practices. And the federal government suspended the staffing reporting requirements during the first quarter of this year. And so we don't know whether or not Canyon and other companies that are running nursing homes during the pandemic are still continuing this practice of understaffing in order to maximize corporate profits. But all of the analysts and all of the observers I talk to say that it's all but certain that that's the case.
Thanks again, Ed.
Thanks, Khalil.
That was KUNM's Khalil Ekolona talking with Ed Williams with Searchlight New Mexico for a previous episode of No More Normal. KUNM reached out to the governor's office about concerns raised in Williams' story, and a spokesperson said they checked the company's compliance with PPE, infection control, and care standards, and promptly investigate reports of abuse or neglect. Find the full comments from the state and links to Williams' reports at KUNM.org.